brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio, brought to you Bud Light and MCS Construction Services here on Fox Sports, The Gambler in Philadelphia. I am your temporary host for the week, Philly Mike. If you're not listening to Fox Sports, The Gambler on 102.5 FM, please download the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to it worldwide. Subscribe, rate, review. I've got some news before we get to our illustrious panel and our special guest of the week. Just like Carson Wentz, the Eyed Pipes Sean McVay's fiance watch cannot last a full 17 weeks. That is now over. I'm filling in as our little MC for the night because Quimby's busy working on all of our Green Legion trips. But before we get to the panel here, just a couple of items of business.
Yes.
Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Bud Light, all the good folks down at Bud Light. Hey, we're having a couple parties this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah, Sunday, some baseball brunches with Bud Light, Seltzer, Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
Unlimited for four hours. I like that.
Yeah, mimosas and Bud Light and eggs and bacon.
Lots of bacon. We appreciate Bud Light and keeping the lights on in here. Stateside Vodka, our longtime sponsor, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon. Of course, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. They are hiring right now.
Yes.
And they're looking for a long-term fill. This isn't a weekend only thing or anything like that. So right. Whether you've already got the talent or you're looking to develop some, mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. Their business is booming. They need more quality people.
Yes. They're looking for apprentices. If you don't know how to do the work, they'll teach you. And if you do know how, it's also a plus. So get up and get off your rumps and get a job.
Continuing on here, we got the neck sip, the safest way to drink hands.
Neck.
What did I say?
You said neck.
No, I'm just reiterating for the people out there.
Neck sip.
Well, you know when they mention neck sip, everybody wants me to choke you.
Oh.
So it's pretty much this way he keeps saying neck sip.
Man, yeah. The ladies at neck sip are so much nicer than you are. They don't try and choke me. No. Of all the Cavs restaurants, Cavs Rittenhouse, Cavs University City, recently opened Cavs Riverdeck, the lovely ladies at Delilah's. I don't know what you did to my man last night, but they're still there tonight. All the City Fitness Philadelphia locations. Ken Davies, our good friend over there. If you are across the bridge in Saks neck of the woods, Echelon Health and Fitness and Quinn over there. JP Lutz and our friends at Bucks County Baseball Company. That's BucksCountyBaseballCo.com. The website is even bigger than the store. And soon to come on, the King of Prussia Diner.
Wow.
So before we get into everything we're going to talk about today, yes, the NFL schedule was released this week. This is a big day for all Eagles fans.
Correct.
And for us especially, since we all go and enjoy the games together at home and on the road.
Damn, Skippy. It's the time when we can actually get together now that they're opening up everything. I think it's going to be great this year.
It's going to be good. We're going to start with the Phillies, too, and we'll get with that. But first, our panel. We've got a couple of replacements, some substitutions, but we've got a skeleton crew here. I think we're going to be able to hold down the fort. Of course, number 78 in your programs, number one in your hearts. Hollis, the big dog, Tank Thomas. What up, big guy?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You actually kind of knocked it out of the park.
I'm hanging here. You know why? Because there's no dark cloud hanging over me right now.
What could that possibly be?
I have like there's a skip to the step. It's sunshine. It's pretty good. We got good news from the CDC today of the masks and all this.
Oh, cool.
I mean, how can you not be in a good mood?
And then the big time is not here.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, big time was there. He heard that I was filling in, and he was like, I can't take it, and he stepped out. So we also got to my left, Kyle / the gobbler.
I love the delay.
All right.
What's going on, everybody? How we doing today?
The gobbler is not going to be trolling the Sixers today. He's going to be way cooler. To my right, our intern, Super Sam. What's up, Super Sam?
I'm in your seat. Feels weird, but I do like being near Tank.
Yeah, well, you better keep your comments correct here, because Tank is known to reach over and choke.
No.
Although, is that what you're into?
Well, it's regardless. He would never hurt me.
No, I wouldn't.
It's just you. Now,
the last member of our panel. This is good news, bad news. It's our good friend Rexy with the leadership.
How you guys doing today?
Great, Rexy. Rexy's got his voice there.
So Rexy's our resident merchant marine. I haven't seen you since last football season or whatever. Yeah. He comes home for 6 months. He's out on sea for 6 months. It is now Saturday the 15th. It's cool to hang out with you, Rex. Hey, Rex, how long are you going to be in town for?
I'm leaving on Sunday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, stop for thanks for dropping by.
Nice seeing you.
Hey, I'll see you next year.
Yeah, next year.
Jeez.
So what we're going to do today, well, I do want to talk about some of the city stuff reopening. By the time you guys hear this, we'll know all the details and everything like that. But listen, how this affects us as sports fans, we are increasing our capacity in all of our stadiums, what that means for the teams, and more importantly, most importantly, us. And we'll talk our schedule breakdown and the trips and whatnot. So before we do that, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
What happened today in sports history?
Well, today is May the 15th. It's the 135th day of the year. There's only 230 of these puppies remaining. You know, I only had like one or two events from today, but I'm going to give you some from the other show as well.
Okay.
The one of the events today was today in 1981. On Gilligan's Island, the TV show, the Harlem Globetrotters showed up on Gilligan's Island.
Wait a minute. I thought Gilligan's Island was in like the late 60s, 70s, 1981?
1981. They said the episode aired.
Oh, okay.
And then we had, I have some other stuff here for us because our trusty counterpart. Okay, we had in 1963, Puff the Magic Dragon. It came out.
Yeah, we all know what that's about.
You know, you do. It's from the movie Meet the Parents. She's also your Puff and the Magic Dragon.
I bet you would, Panama Red.
And then 1980, Pete Rose, at the age of 39, he stole second, third, and home plate in one inning.
Put him in. Put him in the hall.
Put him in the hall.
He's 80 years old now.
Yes, he is. Got a couple of quick birthdays for you. Today's birthday, Chas Palminteri.
Nice.
1952. 1956, Dan Patrick. 1958, Ron Simmons. Ron Simmons is a wrestler, former college football player. He was with the NWA. In 1961, Melly Mel from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And then we have one of my former teammates, 1972, Troy Drake.
Nice.
That's what I got for you. I really didn't have any stories because I wanted to get into the schedule. I wanted to get into the meat of the schedule, see what everybody was thinking, and you know how things are going to pan out.
I hear we're going to go. We'll spend plenty of time on each game matchups, unless we want to skip over it because the teams are boring or whatever. The stadiums, or something like that.
Well, yeah, because it's certain places that I feel like as fans we love to go.
Skip over Vegas.
You could mark that there, Kyle. We're deleting all records of Quimby on the show. We don't have a Kickass or Jackass. I'm thinking we might create one. It might be Quimby related. We welcome input from the fans people. And followers who are watching us online.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start off first here is just, you know, recently here, the CDC and local government and all that in Philadelphia. A lot of news here. Hey, listen, if you're outside and you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. I mean, that was clear earlier in the week. It was announced on Thursday that outside, and no one, inside and outside, you don't need to wear one unless you're in big crowds. Mm-hmm. And I'm still walking around the city here, the only one without a mask. Luckily, no one's looked at me dirty or anything like that. I don't know if you guys have seen the same thing. It's probably because I'm so, you know, good to look at.
Right. I'll let you have that one to yourself.
But what's most important is we can have more fans at the games.
Yes.
So we're starting on May 21st for that Red Sox series, I believe. May 21st, Friday. Yeah, I got it.
23rd.
Yeah, I know. But starting May 21st for the Red Sox series, 16,000 fans can come in.
Yeah.
Starting June 11th, full capacity.
Yeah.
So those two dates are real important for us.
Correct.
Because first off, our first Bud Light Baseball Brunch is going to be May 23rd in the morning before the 1 o'clock game before the Red Sox.
Ooh.
So we're back at it. Four hours unlimited booze, beer, Bud Light beer, Bud Light seltzer, Michelob Ultra. I mean, I can't
Eggs,
wait.
Bacon.
Now, what we're also going to get to this later in the Sixers. I think that there might be a Sixers home playoff game on the 23rd, too. So that could be a baseball brunch tailgate, Phillies game, Sixers playoff game. What a way to be welcomed back into the normal world, huh?
So they wouldn't be the NBA opening opening day playoff game, the 22nd?
We'll get
I'm not sure. No, I'm
yeah, we'll get in. I don't think the one seed is because of the play-in tournament.
I think they're
going to have to skip the first day. So I think it'll open.
I think it was just his condescending tone when he said that.
Yeah. I sense the tone, too.
Hey, guys, I'm Kyle. Nice to meet you.
my first time here.
No, because it was like, yeah, do the Sixers have something going on that day?
Yeah. But then, on June 11th, when it opens 100%, guess what?
What's that?
June 13th, we have a baseball brunch tailgate party. So we're going to back these days up. We're going to celebrate all together. We're celebrating style with our friends at Xfinity Live. Yep. We are going to be outside, so you don't have to worry about this inside stuff.
Right.
But everyone, listen, get your vaccinations. You don't have to wear a mask. They're telling you it's safe. It's not because it's a law. It's because it's safe. They should have said this months earlier. But before we go into each individual game, I just wanted to ask the panel here if you guys all have your schedule out, starting with you, Hollis, like just big picture. You saw the schedule. You saw where we were going, when we were playing, who we were playing. Wait, hold up. Is someone pressing a button? Is someone pressing a button in this room?
Sounds like someone's getting their tires changed.
Yeah. Someone, are we at Jiffy Lube here or something like that? It's not going to turn into a Quimby roast so early, but House, like, okay. What, first impressions of this NFL Eagles schedule for 2021? Positive, negative, indifferent, like, doesn't matter, play who's next. What's the story?
First when I looked at it, it was like, man, we must have got our ass kicked last year. And that was the first thing that came to mind, because our bye week is not to week 14. When you don't get kicked in the teeth, your bye week is kind of not close to the front, but they don't want you at the bye that week, that late in the season. And then you have to take into account as well the way they set things up. We just game at home, game away, game at home, game away, game at home, game away. They didn't do us like we were winners, and that's what we deserve right now.
Yeah.
And we have minimal primetime games.
Yep. The Eagles normally have been in the last 8 years, six.
That's because we were winning.
Yes.
And if we lose this year again, you'll really see what time every game will be at noon.
We have two primetime games. I first off, I don't like primetime games unless it's like a Saturday night or something like
They're
that.
Too long.
The only reason I like primetime games is because that means that you're kicking ass. If you don't get primetime games, that means nobody wants to see you.
That's true.
That means, because a lot of people are at church at noon still and getting out of church and listening to you on the radio. So if your game is just a little bit later or in primetime, the whole neighborhood is watching. So, you know, you got to kick a little rump to, you know, get where you need to be.
There's an interesting, stat/comment I read today. The Eagles and the Cowboys had the longest running Sunday night game. I mean, you know, home or away, something like 12, 13 years.
It was
the longest in history.
Yeah, it was extremely long, because even the year we went 6-9-1, then the next year we went 3-13. We still had two night games against them. Now, one of them, Chris Bonio, should have got beat up in the locker room.
Wait, is it? Do we have time for a Hollis story?
Well, that was the first time as a player, you know, you see things or you hear about things and you think that they only happen in movies. But playing the Cowboys, we had an opportunity to beat them. We got all the way down.
What year?
What year was 90? What was it, 96 or 97? I think it may have been 97, because we had got all the way down to right by the goal line and we were going to kick a field goal to win. Chris Bonio was the kicker. It was a botch snap, but he still could have kicked the ball through the uprights. He didn't even try to kick it. Now, it was a gut-wrenching loss. When we got into the locker room, I was in the locker room. I was pretty pissed myself, but Bonio was in there too. And, there was, some pushes and some shoves going on in his direction. Well, they was pushing him and shoving him, and they were giving him a Gatorade bath, but not in a jovial sense. I was a young buck. I was like, oh my God. That's like, does he need protection? Cause I'm not going to protect him because you have one job. That's what I learned. You had one job. Do it. But that was the first time. That was the first time I saw ass kicking from coaches to a player. And I knew it wouldn't be the last neither.
That's the way you create a winning culture.
Yeah.
That's the way you create a winning culture. And he was cut the next day.
he had that long contract. And so they couldn't release him. He was sticking up the joint the entire time here. That's what he was here. That's why I say don't ever sign a former Cowboy here.
Well, he will be missed. Slash, first impressions of the schedule. What'd you think?
I didn't think it looked too difficult, to be honest with you. And I think I'm being too optimistic at what I think. We'll get into predictions, full predictions later, but I think I'm being too optimistic. I might come back down to earth a little bit later on.
Prediction. Paid. We don't have our drop guy here today either. Unfortunately, we're not going to have to pause for 20 seconds as we wait for a
hold drop. Hold on.
Shocking, breaking news. Sam has an opinion. Sam, what do you think about this schedule here?
I like going warm places when it's cold out, and that opportunity did not present itself with this schedule.
What do you think about October 14th?
Which one's October 14th?
Oh, you know which one's October 14th.
My future.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
One of the prime time
games. I'll be there, so.
We'll have a special presentation for you at the
party. I'll be there.
Super Sam Brady.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Rexy, I know you've just been in the States here in the city of Philadelphia here for 2 weeks, it seems. Did you look at the schedule here? Is there anything that the Eagles team lacks this year that we're going to need next year?
One thing that I noticed is that we play Washington like within 3 weeks of each other, right?
Yeah, towards the end of the year. That's right.
I don't think that's, I think that we should have the rivalry games a little more spread out, the divisional games.
Well, they all do the divisional games at the end of the year. It is weird that they play Washington twice in, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, 3 weeks, right?
You always have the divisional games at the end of the year, but you shouldn't have them all stacked up.
There's usually one team each year that they play within 3 weeks.
I think
weeks
it was the Giants
other.
Or something.
Well, yeah.
Well, the way they tried to set up the schedule for most of the teams was to have the division games at the end of the season so they'll actually mean something. So they won't sit players and won't give the fans more bang for their buck. Because a lot of times if you haven't already won a division, and you still got somebody that's on your rump that you have to play later on in the season, and you're jockeying for position. Other than that, you're not going to play your starters, and you get just a preseason game.
big picture items, though. The Eagles have, based off last year's strength of margin of victory or whatever you want to say, they have the easiest schedule in 2021 in the NFL. Another fun fact, if we had won that last game versus Washington and didn't tank it for the number 6 pick that we traded back to pick up another first round and got Devontae Smith, if we had won that game, we would have finished second in the NFC East, and we would be going to the sunny shores of Miami Beach. But instead, we are going to the swamp of the Meadowlands versus the Jets.
Oh, boy. That should be great. I am
not. In week 18. Oh, the hits just keep on coming here.
Now, the jacked up part about the Meadowlands, the new Meadowlands, MetLife. I played there a few times. There's a twofold. I'll tell you the other part after the break. But the other part was I went to the Jets game when the Pope came here. And so I'm sitting up in the seats, and that was the most horrible stadium to sit in I've ever been in. It was god awful, man.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We were. That was the only time I haven't been there for a Giants game. I went with us up here for the Jets game.
Yeah,
listen, you know, a lot of we'll get to this when we get to the tailgating.
Remind me to tell you how the Meadowlands truly closed.
All right, I like that. We'll get into all this when we break down the schedule. The Jets. You know how the Jets fans are notorious for being rowdy? Oh, like they did some bad things in the old stadium and stuff like that. But when we were there in 2015,
yeah,
I think it was 2015, yes. Right? Yep.
Were you part of the one when they was going? Yeah, yeah. Going down, we was doing the Eagle chant, and they was like, "We're doing baseball season. The Mets are going to kick your ass."
Yeah, right,
like,
yeah.
And they still didn't do nothing?
These Mets, Jets, Knicks
fans, I know. It was so funny, though, because we were just doing the Eagles shit. Everybody was walking down, walking back to their cars, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, wait till baseball season. I was like, are you seriously tough talking me? A year before baseball
season. I think it was like October. And the Jets were pretty good. They finished 10-6 that year. They had Brandon Marshall, Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
The Jets were actually beating us, and then they started being the Jets.
Yeah.
And they did some stupid lateral or
something like that.
And they changed the whole momentum of the game.
Escape with the win. The Eagles have never lost to the New York Jets in the regular season.
I haven't.
11-0. Where are we here?
Got 1 minute. I'll let you know if we want to tease week one. I just want to let you know, against Atlanta, my first impression was Kyle Pitts is going to go for 150 and 3 touchdowns in week one.
In week one? I'm thinking quarter one, but sure.
Yeah, quarter one. Again, I'm being optimistic, aren't I?
You're not really being optimistic.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He still has to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's enough alone if you come here thinking you're going to do that.
Yeah.
So for everyone that's hanging out here that wants some like little inside stuff about the trips and stuff, we might talk a little, we might not, but we're going to do it week by week. So let's go to break now. It's a good spot to add. And then when we'll come back, we'll start hitting these games week by week and see how we all end up with the season. We're going to have to get Sacks season prediction. We're in no rush to do it.
We're not really a rush to get Sacks opinion.
Rachel's in the room.
We'll take Rachel's
big
opinion
time.
First.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
he's too busy sulking after Eflin's performance.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
He's in the fetal position.
He should be. That was horrible.
As everybody knows, we're recording on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. The baseball Facebook updates that Zach puts out there, man, like he live tweets them on Facebook.
Yeah.
and he really lives and dies with everybody.
I don't even need to watch the game.
No. It's serious. And for some reason,
he's taking revenue away from NBC Sports.
You know, I get into it with Zach too often on Facebook, I think, because anytime he posts something, I get an alert. I got to turn off these alerts. I don't want to see what that guy says. Big timing us today. Can't show up. We love you, Zach. We miss you. All right, let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll start with the schedule. You're listening to Green Legion Radio, brought to you by Bud Light and MCS on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. 5 FM Philadelphia. And, of course, our friends MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We had a little bit of a long break there. I checked in with our intrepid leader, Mr. Quimby. And let me tell you, things are going great. Things are good. Things are good with Green Legion. Things are even better with Green Legion Radio. So we'll turn it into the roast segment a little bit later, if we have time. I'd like to encourage everyone, especially Rexy. I mean, you've got plenty of stories throughout the years.
Yes,
I do. Feel free to pepper the conversation with interesting, glorious tales of Quimby. Now that he's not here and he's not telling us that we're breathing too loud or our fingernails are too long or anything like that.
Different antidotes.
We'll go through this one by one. Tank, I want your opinion of the teams and what we're facing, and then all of us will all jive in. So we start the season. Eagles start the season on the road in Atlanta, Sunday, September 12th at 1 p.m.
Right.
Falcons.
Correct.
Eagles.
Yeah.
We don't do that well in Atlanta, do we?
No, we don't. And it's the interesting thing about this is when you look at the coach that the Atlanta Falcons just got, he was with the Tennessee Titans. And so our head coach used to play them twice a year for the last few years.
Good point.
With him there. So you have to think that they, and also with our defense coordinator as well, you have to think that they know these guys pretty well. So they go back and forth. So I think this is going to be a really good game.
You do?
I think the first game is going to be really good. I don't know about high school.
Hot.
Yeah, well, yeah, and hot too. Yeah, the Falcons. And speaking from a fan's, that's from my player point of view. I think it should be a really good game because I think both organizations went out and got some quality coaches. I'm not talking about the head coach. They went out and got some guys who like to teach.
Good.
And the guy Arthur Smith down there. He's a good teacher. He's a bit of a quarterback whisperer. He's got Tannehill where he is now. So.
All right.
So then you look at our guy. He had Phillip Rivers throwing 15 less interceptions than he threw the past year. But he also makes some runs in there to stop Phillip Rivers from shooting himself in the foot.
We're expecting you to have a running game comment for each game.
Well, no, it's, the thing is you run to throw. We was discussing this before. It's like, I'm not all run, but it's like, but when you, when the opposing defenses know exactly what you're going to do, it makes it easier for them. You turn into a one trick pony. It's kind of like only way your one trick pony always works is if you're D-Jack. It don't matter who you are. If D-Jack's going to get, if you don't put two on him, he's going to beat you over the top. But if that's all you have, you're not going to win a game.
I'm surprised that you said this is going to be a quality game. I mean, any team can win. It's week one. We don't really know what they got. But we're talking about, like, you know, Arthur Smith, new coach, new system. We'll see what he does. But he does have a previous NFL MVP quarterback in Matt Ryan.
And he's
got a loaded receiver core. And they just added, you know, like the
end all be all. And what's the Eagles' biggest weakness?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Wait. Did the Eagles take a quality linebacker in the first couple of rounds?
No, we didn't.
I'm talking about secondary.
Secondary. Now.
Well, they're going to get torched.
Kyle Pitt. Yeah.
We did ask one year mercenaries that I think will actually kind of be like a bit of a graphic equalizer, because I like the addition of the safety, the kid.
He's good. But yeah. Cornerbacks alone. I mean,
cornerback. We have Slay right now. And then Craig James.
Avonte Maddox. And then when he goes out in the first game against Atlanta, then you have Craig James on the other end.
I expect the defensive back coach to be a pretty good teacher, better than the last one. The last one, I didn't, and I had this conversation with Lito about ball.
Hashtag Speedo Lito.
Speedo Lito. about ball hockey skills. It's like Lito said, this is something you have to do yourself, but your coach has to instill it in you to make you go out and work at it. Cause it's nothing that a coach can do once you get to this level to make you be that way. It's kind of like hand usage. If you've been elbowing folks all your career, and you're trying to get off a block, now all of a sudden you use your hands, it's not going to just automatically come alive. But I just think this is going to be a nice game. It's going to be a good barometer to see what we're going to do.
If there's any futures bets out there, take Kyle Pitts to score a touchdown in the first half. He's shiny new toy. They are going to try and feature him, especially against the defense that isn't.
Alex Singleton. It's going to be all over. Yeah, but light on rice, baby.
but what do you think? So what do you think? You don't think our defense coordinator? I don't know if you paid attention to the Indianapolis defense.
No, they were good.
Yeah, but
they're
loaded.
They had good players.
Yeah, they had decent players. It's like, but then they did have a sub and a linebacker too, huh?
We got our friend, who's it here? David Harrison here. Matt Ryan is so overrated. Listen, like, Matt Ryan.
Matty Icy is so overrated. Yes,
he has zero excitement, no personality.
He's Matty Nice.
He could deliver the ball, though. I mean, you know.
He can. He has inflated stats, but he's not a bad quarterback.
Right, he gets the ball to the playmakers. Yeah, but he's got a lot of playmakers.
Okay, so he doesn't scare me.
Right.
Point blank.
Okay, yeah.
So when I say that, he doesn't scare me. So I'm not really this. Like we should have won. We should have beat them last time we played them.
Yeah.
Well, we have Nelson, a $16 million man, Nelson Aguilar, is not long.
Son
not long
of with us.
I still remember that. And at that point of that game, that was week two of 2019. We went.
Was it week two or week one?
It was week two. Okay. No, it was week one. I think Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
I was seeing double by that point.
Yes,
I had to watch that twice at the same time.
Hey, man, it was brutal.
Are you going to plant yourself down in Atlanta right in front of the tailgate bar so that make sure that these Falcons I don't know why they wanted to come in.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and then they see you at the door.
Yeah, me and my youngest daughter, Haley, she'll be there again, too. She'll be sitting there with me at the door saying, no, you can't come in here. Somebody has footage of her saying, no, you need one of these to get in here. And they was like, well, who are you? She's like, that's my dad. They're like, okay.
I'll see you
right this way.
Can you, Hollis, you got NFL contacts here. You can get people on the phone quicker than any of us. Can you tell them to turn the air conditioning on?
Oh my God.
They got a beautiful new stadium, Megatron's butthole.
I know, dude. It was so hot there. But you know what? I couldn't walking to the stadium with you guys and walking in for like one of the first times. It was like some of the other fans from the other team. They were so like jerky. I was like, the one day's like, oh, there's some Eagle fans. Stay away from us. I was like, nobody's even said anything to you. Nobody's even looking at you menacingly. It was pretty crummy.
All right, let's move on to week two of the home opener. September 19th, we are going to have a full stadium.
Yes.
We are all going to be sitting in our regular seats where we regularly watch. Thank the Lord. More importantly, listen, we love the Eagles, love watching the games, love going to the games, all the camaraderie. But it's the camaraderie before the game, the tailgating before the game.
Yeah.
We all have our own traditions and the way that we do things. We are always outside of 1100 Social, inside Xfinity Live. We're right there on the corner. So, I love when opposing fans are walking towards the game and we, and there's always guys hanging out at the rail that are like, hey, everyone, look at this guy.
Yeah. There's other fans out there, guys.
Yeah, other fans. Yeah. We give them a nice welcome. But that'll be great to get everyone together again.
I think that's my 175th in a row.
Oh, what game?
Yeah.
Look, taking the place of Big Time, our female Big Time Super Sam fan.
Well, she's had a straw in her cross since they had the super fan announce the pick the other day. She's been on edge since the entire time because that lady has never been on a Green Legion trip. Right. I haven't even seen that lady tailgating anywhere.
She used to come to our tailgate. She sits in front of me. I know exactly who she is.
Oh, really?
And trust me, I get nice and heated every time we bring her up.
See, this is the thing about Green Legion trips, too. Like, you know, we've got some people, I don't even know what they do for work, but they go to all of them. I don't even go to all of them. They're there every week. And consider themselves super fans. Some other people aren't as fortunate to be in a position to do that, whether it's through job or work or life or whatever.
Well then don't call yourself a super fan. You're just a novice.
Well, everyone.
If you don't have the means, it doesn't matter. If you don't have the means, then you cannot be a super fan. You just be a novice. And don't get mad when somebody else who's truly a super fan.
I'm going to push back on that.
It doesn't matter. I don't care what you do.
I like where he's going with this.
I'm just saying, if you can't come, bad for business? If you can't come to a Green Legion trip and kick it with us and chant E-A-G-L-E-S with love and respect and honesty, then you're not a super fan.
You didn't let me finish. I'm saying what's good about it is that we've got a wider range. We've got the deluxe and the premium situations, and we've got the more affordable. We go to Washington every year. It's very easy. You could get on a Washington trip at the very least. But this year we've got
come to one of the home games.
Home game tailgates.
You don't have to fly. Come to one of the home game tailgates. We have an awesome time out there.
This isn't a big advertising for our home.
I know, but I think everybody's excited about being back outside.
Yeah.
Being back outside and being able to actually say something to each other without, like, hey, I see you, Kyle. The good things. How you been? Kyle, come in the house.
I mean, we've had some great relationships with our partners throughout the years, but I mean, Bud Light this year stepping up. We're gonna have Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, as well as a craft beer like the to be determined Ooh. As we get closer, along with our friend Stateside Vodka and
Sweet.
All these 1 o'clock games means it's brunches. We're gonna have mimosas,
eggs and bacon.
You know that's good. So anyway, back to the game.
Yes.
So if we don't enjoy our tailgate enough, and we get into the game, another 1 o'clock game, home opener versus the San Francisco 49ers, West Coast going East Coast for a 1 o'clock game. Ooh. Week two, does it matter?
Week two, yeah, it matters a little bit because the guys are pretty much just transitioning out of training camp, and then just trying to. And there is no more training camp anyway, so it's really gonna mess them up a little bit, because if it was like a little bit later in the season, they would have the opportunity to come over here early and play. If they had a game in like the middle of the United States, just stay there and then come over here. Now they're just coming straight over here to try to play. So we should be right on them. But this one should be an interesting one because, you know, they had a good defense, but their defense coordinator is the current coach at with the Jets, and the Jimmy Garoppolo is coming back, but they weren't happy with Jimmy. So it's going to be interesting to see how much of a chip that he comes out with on the shoulder. They got the kid, Trey Lance.
Yeah. You think they're going to start Jimmy G from the beginning?
I think Jimmy G's going to start from the beginning. He makes too much money. You going to sit all that money on the bench?
Well, I think they can move on from him
after this year
without
after this year they can move on from him with no repercussions.
Was there like a guarantee after March or something?
Was
like
guarantee. It's a guaranteed issue you don't want to be caught with on.
Well, on top of the money too. Yeah. All I heard about Trey Lance is he's anything but a finished product. So you've got to groom him.
He's thrown 300 passes.
Yeah, exactly.
The FBS or whatever. Yeah,
so I think it's a great situation. Finish Garoppolo off and then don't cut that for a promo. Yeah. And then go with Trey Lance after that.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that we were talking about, he's only thrown 300 passes, but he's only thrown one pick.
Yeah.
So his decision-making ability is there. So that's the one thing as a QB, as long as you don't turn the quarterback over, your defense will be behind you the entire time.
Nothing about the competition, though, that he was facing?
Well, you know, yeah.
It is what it is.
And the funny thing is he was kind of forced into that competition because everybody else was trying to turn him into a linebacker or a DB or a safety, which I saw why, because he's a big athlete and he's got touch and he's smart. You got something for me, Rex?
I was going to say a lot of the guys come out of that 1AA.
Leadership.
Rex, like, I was waiting.
Like, Roethlisberger and all those other guys. I mean, you don't have to necessarily come out of a huge school and be, you know, look at Alabama. They haven't placed a lot of great quarterbacks into the NFL.
That's very Ohio true. State's what I thought you were way. Going to say, I don't know if you get the updates, the yeah. NFL draft previews on your ships in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, but
not typically.
The word is Trey Lance. Service you know sucked it. Over there. Lot of leadership. Yeah. Lot of leadership.
Well, let's look at the other side of the ball, though. I think Hurts is going to be tested in this one early. He's going to have to get rid of that ball quick. And there's going to have to be a solid game plan from Sirianni to get him out of the pocket moving, because he's going to get hammered,
you know,
if he stays in there 3 or 4 seconds.
Hey, but you know what? If you notice the way he called plays in San Diego and in Indianapolis, they do that. They do what's necessary for the quarterback not to get hurt and for the quarterback not to hurt you. I keep bringing up last year because I love what he did with, cause they had this one game. They had it. They could have put it out of reach. But Phillip Rivers, for some odd reason, kept throwing the ball to another team. They kept missing interceptions. So what did they start doing? They started running the ball down the team's throat, and that's how they got in position, and then they put the game out of reach. If your quarterback is stinking up the joint like that and he's not on, you have a running game to fall back on, but you do that play action because you've got the passing game as well. So I think it will be an interesting test, especially for Jalen. I think the first week is going to be interesting for Jalen. So
yeah,
it's from the word go, they're going to be tested week in and week out.
There's going to be there's going to be exposure in the first 2 weeks between Jalen Hurts mm-hmm. and the quarterbacks of the defense, whether it's Eric Wilson or mm-hmm. Singleton playing in the middle because of the two tight ends they're going up against.
Yeah, and then not only that, it's the I'm going to get you one quick second. It's like, if you look at it, I feel like this defense is probably going to come out playing with a chip on the shoulder, because what has everybody been saying this whole entire time? The defense stinks. The defense stinks. The defense stinks. So they're probably going to come out and try to prove something. Rex, what you got?
I think Hurts is going to come out with a huge chip on his shoulder, I like that.
Well, we are 2 for 2 in our schedule rundown of Hollis bringing up the running game, which is great. And I would say this, if any quarterback is in the pocket for 3 or 4 seconds, they are going to get crushed.
So, yeah, I know. That was just a guesstimate, but especially against that Niners front seven.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, their front seven. But they did lose a couple of their linebackers, which is probably going to be interesting to see how they fare after that. Losing up, because the linebacker, he's a quarterback of the defense, as you know. Like up front, it's cool to have a good front four. But if your linebacker stinks to the high heavens and doesn't know how to get people in position, and when you take on a double team, he's just standing back there with his feet in center blocks, doesn't make for a good front seven, because then all of a sudden I'm pissed off and I'm not taking on no more double teams. So you have to, but it'll be interesting to see what type of linebackers that they get to replace one of the guys they traded. I think the other guy was a free agent. So I love their linebacker core because they could cover. They were 3-down linebackers. So. It's going to be hard to replace those guys.
Should we hit them? Futures this game. George Kittle, over 100 yards receiving.
Oh, dear Lord.
Not over.
You know what? I forgot to do. This is terrible. This is a schedule recap show, and we haven't done the very important and completely scientific picks of the game.
I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, this is like a last-minute fill-in here. I'm the replacement goalie from Lehigh Valley, who's better than the 23-year-old wonderkind goalie who's supposed to be the future of our franchise. Sorry about that. Hollis, what's up? Week one, Atlanta. Just help me out. Win or loss?
That's going to be interesting. I still got to go with a win.
Win?
I got to go with a win the first game.
Kyle?
I'm going with a loss.
Loss. Sam?
I think I have to go loss.
Sam, are you keeping record of all these wins and losses here?
No, I'm not.
Where's your pay? You're unprepared. She's big timing us.
Yeah.
Rexy, win or loss?
Loss. I remember that last Atlanta game. That was ugly.
They should have won that
game. They should have won the game, though. But that's why I feel like we'll win this one.
I'm going loss. San Francisco, Hollis.
I got an L there.
You got an L?
Yeah.
I'm going to start out 0-2. I said optimistic, but it's not starting out hot.
Well, yeah. No, I'm saying win.
Win.
I'm going win, too. So you're 0-2, he's 1, and all the rest of us are 1-1. Kyle, why are you so Negadelphia?
Yeah, well,
this is supposed to be different on Fox Sports
the
game.
Middle of the schedule. I have him on a high note.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get to that, and we should probably get to week 3 primetime Cowboys after the break,
too. Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, if it's about that time, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with week 3 Monday at Dallas Sucks right here on Green Legion Radio, brought to you by Bud Light and MCS on Fox Sports The Gambler. And we are back! Green Legion Radio brought to you by Bud Light and MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We are going through the Eagles' just released 2021 schedule. We started off the first segment there with week 1 and week 2. All of us are 1-1 at this point, except for negative Kyle at 0-2. Now, week 3 here, this is usually like an October, November, Sunday night football matchup. This is one of our only two primetime games, week 3 of the 2021 season, September 27th, Monday night at Dallas Sucks.
Oh, yeah.
So we're 1-1 here. We faced Dallas. They spent the last 2 years going real offense heavy on their draft. This past, 2 weeks ago?
Right.
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. They all blend together. Mm-hmm. They went like all defense with their first 5 picks. They know what their weakness are there. Dak is expected to be back. Is he going to be throwing for 400 yards a game? Hollis.
Yeah.
I know you hate Dallas. I hate Dallas. We hate Dallas fans living in the Delaware Valley. The city of Addison is actually a decent place, and they're very friendly there. It's just these Dallas Sucks fans that we have to deal with up here.
Yeah.
Okay. This matchup here, do we have a shot, Hollis?
I think we do. Mainly because they did a bunch of stuff, but they really didn't fix anything. They really didn't fix the interior or anything. And their offensive line is going to be a little bit slightly slow. So. I think this is going to be a formidable game. If you want my prediction, pain. And I think this game.
Hey, woman.
I think this game means a lot to the veteran guys on the squad. And I think this is one of the games. This is got one of those games that's going to either make us go on a bit of a win streak.
Yep.
Or it's going to make us go on a bit of a losing streak. I feel like it's going to make us go on a bit of a win streak, mainly because it's Dallas. And I know you can change all the defense coaches you want. As long as you keep the same goofy offensive guys there that want to throw the ball and not turn around and hand it off their ball, they will lose. And they will lose all the time. If you don't pay attention to how they lost every game, you have a running back, one of the baddest running backs in the land.
He might be slowing down, though. He's got a lot of miles.
I've seen it working out.
He's gonna have to pick it up though.
No. Trust me. He's had a renewed sense. Haircut, everything.
A new haircut. He got rid of that lettuce up there.
Yeah, a little bit of it. He got it shaped up, but it's a renewed him. Put it that way. I've seen the workouts, and he looks a lot better than he had in the past. In the past, he looked like just crap. Like he just was like just got up and was like, okay, I got paid. You know, screw everybody. Now he's looking to prove it because I feel like he was embarrassed last year. Now if they use him, we might get our teeth kicked in a little bit. But I don't think, but given what I know that they're going to do, they're going to try to pass. They got the same goofy offense coordinator.
Nice. Good catch there.
Goofy offense coordinator. And he's going to try to pass their way out of this. And what did I tell you? You run to pass. But
that's 3 for 3. Who's got the bell? Bing.
Nah, but I say you run to pass. It's like, and when I tell you that, that's to keep the defense off balance so yes. that you can pass. So, but they always try to pass because they felt like they had a great offensive line. Their offensive line is a bit shambles. So I feel like we're going to take this one.
Well, one of the things that, the axiom of don't take running backs in the first round is because, good town, bad town, the running game is predicated more so on the strength of the offensive line. Obviously, you know, there's better backs than others and stuff like that. But if they, if you, like you said, the offensive line is getting worse or getting older and breaking down, wouldn't that affect Zeke's production too? Can't that be 50% of the job?
Well, but this is what you must know too. Even if your offensive line is breaking down, the one thing, the easiest thing for an offensive lineman to do is to run block. Chasing a fast guy upfield all those times on a pass play is going to tire them out. If they lean on you a little bit first, your sprint upfield is not going to be that fast when it's time to pass. That's what I'm trying to tell you and Goofy Soup, Spuds.
Don't call me Goofy Spuds.
No, you and Goofy Spuds.
Oh, me and Goofy Spuds. Going to Dallas, I've been there, I think, twice. The first time down there was like my first road trip experience. And we were the Monday night 2004.
Right.
Big game. Everyone remembers that. The McNabb scramble, Lito touchdown return, all that stuff. So the Sunday, we had rented or reserved the whole of Hooters in Dallas.
Ooh.
This is before we knew Dallas shuts down during the week. So there's not a whole lot going on in Dallas, you know, the city. There's plenty going on outside in Addison, suburbs and stuff like that. But we were there, and we took over the entire place. They ran out of beer. It was easier for you to get other items of imbibement than it was beer because it just took so long. But I want to tell the story. It's so funny. Right. So, of course, all these Philly fans outside smoking cigarettes, 2004. I love the cigs. I'm smoking out there. And as every Dallas fan that walks in, we're in Dallas. They're walking in. There's a line to get in. And as they get in, all these Eagles fans out there smoking, boo, 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 boo. It was great. I would laugh. And these guys are like, what the hell's going on? Then at one point, two Cowboys, like these dudes were Cowboys. They had like cowboy hats. They were like 6'5", like just like ripped, like, and everyone zip, everyone shut up. No one's talking to the big dudes. It was pretty funny. I think a guy actually fell through a window there or something like that.
When you were going into it, I started giggling mainly because one of our listeners just said, "Do you think Zeke is going to have on a midriff?"
Oh, jeez.
Bad look. Well, actually, you know what? Speaking of the midriff, let me think about this here. Hollis, you were drafted in what, 96? Or excuse me, you were picked up and you should have been drafted in 96.
Yes.
Right. So that's
the subject.
You had no redshirt years in school, right?
No.
Okay. So you played 4 years in 92.
No, I played three.
You played 3 years. Okay.
Yeah. Because they fired my coach in my junior year. So I left.
Oh, I see. Okay. So 93. So that means high school was over for you in like what, 89?
No, 92.
92. I mean, what high school started? I'm just saying.
In 89.
You were.
I remember.
You were wearing those midriff stuff those football players did back in the 80s, 90s.
I was wearing it in the when I was in college. I used to jack my shirt up and let everybody see the gut. I was like, that was a little different. Now, by the time when I got to the pros, I tucked.
That's what I do at the bar.
I tucked that. When you get to the pros, you tuck that puppy in. You don't. And then
what's a $5,000 fine, right?
Well, see, if you. The thing is that if your jersey comes untucked, you don't tuck it back in. It's a $5,000 fine. But it's like, or if it's too short, because equipment guys came up with an awesome way that we didn't have to tuck our jersey in or wear that diaper. They put elastic in the waistband of our jersey, so you just blouse it.
Oh, see, I thought that you guys like had onesies on under there, like some sort of bodysuit you snapped in the middle.
It used to be. It used to be
a romper.
Yeah.
We always go to Dallas. Dallas sucks. Guess what? Jerry Jones, best general manager in the NFL. Keep up the good work, but he likes to make money. He's very hospitable to us. We appreciate that. Before we move on to the next game, Hollis.
Yes.
Win or loss in Dallas, week three.
I got to win now. I had to win Dallas.
I'm sitting at 0-2, so I think this is a dare I say week three MW must win for the Eagles before the next game, which I think is a definite loss. And I think Sirianni and the new coaching staff is going to have that microscope on them for a primetime matchup against the most hated team in Philadelphia. I'm going to go with a win in this one.
Sam,
I'm going win.
Win,
win.
I'm going loss. I'm saying the Eagles after week three are 1-2. I just breaking news from Green Legion 2021 Invasion Tour. We are moving from Addison to Fort Worth in 2021. Thank you, Addison. You've done us well. Fort Worth, you're the future. That's why we're going to you. How'd that go?
It would have went well had you said, had you not said, how'd that go?
Oh, he can cut that out. That's why we have producers. I mean, we're not dropping any bombs here.
We'll keep it. It's raw audio.
Okay.
So right, move on to here. We're good to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Should we move on to the next one?
Okay. Week 4, October 3rd, 1 p.m. Pat Mahomes, Big Red, the Kansas City Chiefs return to Philadelphia. Ooh. Last time the Chiefs played in Philadelphia was a famous line from our quarterback. He had his number retired at halftime.
Oh, God.
Was that that one?
Number 5, we'll always love you.
I made it a point to leave that game.
What was his social media account name?
Quimby, what are you doing here? You should be on the phone crunching numbers, getting these things up. I'm sick of people asking me on social media, when are the trips up? I'm just interested in a ticket and a tailgate. I know the trips aren't up, but can you give me an estimate of what the prices would be for me and my what? I'm coming.
So here you go.
Behind the scenes, pull back the curtain.
Yeah, this is how
welcome to my world.
And you just got to be, you got to put on a smile and say, when they're released, when we have prices, we will let you know. That's what we're working on right now. So Quimby, get off the mic here.
Should we make this one a little bit shorter and go with anybody that thinks this is a win?
No, this is going to be embarrassing. But yeah, I want to talk about the game and the matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be embarrassing.
Will they cover the 14.5 point spread?
Probably not. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm a realist, and I know I feel like we could beat Dallas because it's a divisional game, and I feel like the other game, I feel like we'll win the first game. I feel like we'll be 2-2 coming out the first quarter, and it'll be a turning point, or we're going to go on a bit of a losing streak, and then we'll come to a turning point where either we're going to have to, it's going to have to go either way.
I think with this one. They're going to lose the game. A 14.5 point spread, though. I mean,
that's my guess.
Okay. I thought
ain't that a kick in the head?
Yeah. I mean, that's like I think it's going to be more like 17. What could see happening though? It's a cross conference game or inter conference game. The Chiefs are going to go up big. Second half, we've got a new coach. We're at home. They're not going to pull back the gases. Ooh. Much as gas as we have, basically Devontae Smith.
Two brothers going against each other.
Yeah, but what you also have to remember too is this is also another team that Nick Sirianni has played against before.
An
immense amount of times because they're in the same conference. So it's going to, I feel like, I don't think we're going to cover the spread, but it's not going to be as bad as.
I think the Eagles are going to be gassed because of that Dallas game. It's going to be a huge downer for them.
Exactly. Well, I think the Dallas game is going to be so much of a charge.
Exactly.
Yeah, this one is going to be the letdown game that I feel. That's what I feel.
Rexy, you had something to say besides leadership?
No, I was just going to say it might be a wake-up game. They might learn.
It might be a wake-up game.
After they get their ass
kicked. That's why you come here to Green Legion Radio, brought to you by Bud Light and MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. It's going to be a wake-up game. Win or loss, they're all losses, right? They're not going to win this game.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see Mahomes in person, though. I'm a big Mahomie. Week 5, we're on the road. Back to
We'll save that one for
the break.
We'll come back and see if Rexy thinks that kick in the ass will work right away.
Leadership. Okay.
We're headed back to Carolina. We'll go with that game after the break right here on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM in Philadelphia. Back on Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. We are brought to you by Bud Light, MCS Residential, and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Hey, need a job? Sick of sitting around?
Hey.
Got a talent?
You know what I've been doing all day, right? Putting my resume together.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You got to be signing contracts cutting checks right now. Get off the mic. Anyway, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, they are now hiring. They want you long-term. If you haven't ever done that type of work before with your hands, they will train you. Call 484-202-3656. They're great guys down there. They're part of the program. We're big fans of theirs, and they'll treat you right. So get off the couch and get into the game here. Speaking of games, week 5, at Carolina Panthers. Nothing could be finer than going to Carolina in October.
Nice.
Hollis played at Carolina this
year. Yes.
It's a nice little trip. It's a nice little couple hour trip down there.
I enjoy myself down there. That brings me to remember when I say how the Meadowlands, the real Meadowlands shut down? It was when I was playing with the Carolina Panthers. They were out there talking so much trash, the Giants were, and they had all the former players from the 86 championship team, everybody out there. What do you think happened in that game?
He kicked some ass.
40 burger.
Nice. Who was the QB back then?
Oh, are you talking about?
On Carolina.
On Carolina. We had Jake DeLone. We really didn't need him because they tried to run a wide receiver screen on the opening play. And I pushed Eli. He threw the ball kind of like up too far.
But that's, to be fair, that's kind of what Eli did on all his throws.
Julius Peppers intercepted for touchdown. Then the next series, we sacked him. He gave up the ball. We scored another touchdown defensively. But by the time our offense got on the field, it was 21-0.
That's always great.
That was so funny.
More stories of beating the Giants is good. Speaking of Julius Peppers, man.
JP!
I have his jersey. Carolina.
Some of the younger, like, he was a legitimate NBA prospect, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like, what does he want to play? Is he going to be in the NBA or is he going to play in the NFL?
Yeah, he was a freak. He was a freakish athlete. Ooh. He was like, dude. Because playing with him and having that type of playing here when I having Hugh Douglas out there then having Derek Burgess and Javon, but then going to the Saints and having two guys that at the combine ran a 4.4 to 4.5 on the edge, but then going to play with JP, it's like, man, I was in D tackle heaven.
So what you're saying is you really kind of swam in the wake of all the defensive ends you've played with over your career?
Jesus. not really. They will.
He's on the other side of the room. Right here, man.
Well, no, they will let you know that they couldn't do what they do without me, because if I don't crush the pocket, if the quarterback can step up, that's why when you see somebody, they say talk about defensive line play, if the two interior guys do not crush the pocket, the outside guys will get nothing. And the offense, the defensive line will look like crap.
Hey, listen, I'm a Tank fan. I'm a Hollis fan. We should have a hashtag Tank a day, like Tankeray. There's some of the highlights at some of the, hey, you guys, if you're on our live stream here or listening back, hey, send us some Tank highlights. They're always good. And he'll repost, retweet, and comment on Carolina Panthers on the road, win, loss.
I got a W, mainly because they got Sam Darnold as the quarterback, and they treated Teddy Bridgewater like crap. And he outed them on the way they practiced. So,
yeah, by week five, I don't think they're going to have the Darnold situation figured out yet. He might end up working out for him, but that's still too soon, even with those good receivers. I'm going to take the Birds here.
I'm going with a win.
Going with a win. Rexy.
Also a win.
I got a win, too. So right now, I'm 2-3. Where's everyone else?
I'm 2-3.
Ooh, I'm falling down a negative Kyle.
I'm negative. I think I'm 3-2, I think. I don't really count. But.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Well, Sam is keeping track of all these.
Not.
Sam.
I can't do both.
Sam, exactly. Talking to the mic, first off.
I cannot do both. Oh, I cannot do both.
You know what? When you turn into, like, the MC, you really turn into a raging Richard.
A Quimby.
A raging Richard. Well, anyway,
not MCS.
We're going to stay with Super Sam moving into week six. It's a short turnaround. So a win in Carolina week five, Sunday, October 10th. Eagles fly home victorious. They have the day off the next day. But then they have to do install, I guess, on Tuesday, right?
Is it a short week?
Short week Thursday.
Thursday, Buccaneers.
It's our second primetime game. I don't know. Is it an interesting game?
But is are the Buccaneers also coming off a Sunday game?
I believe so.
Okay, so
but it's a night game.
But is it at home?
Yeah, it's
Eagles
it's
are
in
at
South
home.
Philly down there.
Oh, so I always go with the home team in that situation.
Really?
Yeah, but you know why you go with the home team? Because because the away team they have to tether it down so much and have to rush so much because they have to have that day of travel. I've found if you have to travel, you have to shorten your week like that. It totally sucks, dude, because your body has not fully recovered yet until Thursday.
I know that there are quite a number of the local, I don't know, photogs slash whatever you could call the paparazzi in Philadelphia. So that listen to the show.
Right.
What we need is your help. We've got a member of our team here that is jonesing for some Tommy. And
Jensen for some time.
This is so not true.
It's so true. Your room has got, we've got pictures to prove it. We got pictures to prove it. Where is it here?
Because they're,
I don't know what pictures you have.
Your Photoshop isn't even that good.
No, she took it down. How dare you mess with our program here? That is terrible. What was the Super Sam here talking in the mic? Super Sam Brady, come on. But I can't imagine there being a win here. I can't imagine Tom Brady losing this game.
No, he has to lose this game.
They play at home against Miami at a 1 o'clock game the week before.
So. Okay. Does that change anyone?
Well,
I'm saying loss. God, what do you think?
No, it's a loss for me. I don't think there's any way they beat Tampa.
No, we're definitely beating Tampa.
I think we are.
Are you going to come straight from camping out of his hotel straight to the game? Tailgating? Wait, are you going to wear... This is weird. Sam, you're a sports fan with a fashionista. You've got some, I've seen your gear. You're wearing a Star Wars shirt for our sports show right now. I mean, I don't know. You're trying to please Quimby or something like that, but he's not here. Okay. He's busy working. But do you wear an Eagles jersey or a Patriots jersey or a Bucks?
I will have on Eagles gear. 100%.
She's going to have on a Tank jersey.
That's right. I'm going to have a Tank jersey on.
Okay. Hey, Tank, you ever give Brady a nice shot at all? Do you ever touch him?
Yeah, you haven't seen. So you don't follow me. Apparently, you don't follow me on Instagram.
I follow you on Instagram.
But go down my page. You should see. It's a couple of pictures in there. One is in the Super Bowl, and one is in another game where I'm just hitting him, and his face is like, I kind of think I heard him cry a little bit when
penalty.
You know what? Shut up, Diaz.
Oh, no, I'm in charge here. Mute her.
Shut up, Diaz.
All right, so we're split here then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason, and I'm not trying to get you on my side. The only reason I say it the way it is because of the travel, and the travel makes it. It don't matter who you are. The travel makes up for it. Makes it kind of throws your whole week off. And this is their first, both teams' first the Thursday night game.
Fun fact: since 2016, the Eagles are 5-0 on Thursday night. Fun fact. Okay, so after that, we've got a 10-day break before the next game. Eagles, this has been circled on everyone's bucket list calendar for 4 years or however long it is. The Eagles are flying to Vegas. We're going to Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby! Sunday, October 24th, visiting the Las Vegas Raiders.
The afternoon game,
4:05 p.m. Tank, Vegas is like the glitziest, brightest place. It never sleeps, all that stuff. Are the Raiders the most boring team in the NFL? Just kind of good, but not that good.
But not good enough. Yeah. It's kind of like, they started off really, really good and they beat a couple of quality programs, but then
they fizzle out.
Yeah. They fizzle out later in the season. And you kind of see that. That's why somebody say, start fast and finish strong. So you start fast, like they start fast and then they fizzle out, but they don't finish strong. Like, so it's like an ebb and flow to the season because you're going to have some lulls and you're going to have some times where the times are going to be rough. You're going to lose some people and then you're going to have to get some people in there to get things going again. But you're supposed to go back on the attack, and that's where you finish strong. They can't find a happy medium. So it's like they start fast and then they fizzle out.
Is Derek Carr like the worst? I heard this somewhere else and I don't know where, but he's just like the worst quarterback to have where he's like, okay, he's not great. He's not going to win for you, but you're not going to go 4-13 now.
4-13 now. This is the thing. If you protect him, if you protect Derek Carr and have a decent running game, he's a good quarterback. You give him some good weapons. He's shown that. I mean, you see they still didn't draft a quarterback, but I think they might be going Mariota-licious kind of sort of, because they brought him back. And when he stepped in, he kind of stepped up to the plate and showed them some things. So it should be interesting.
Move. Who did they sign?
Kenyon Drake,
right.
Yeah, and they sold Josh Jacobs.
And they have Josh Jacobs. That's a lot of money in running back.
No, really. Josh Jacobs was a first round pick.
Yeah, right. A lot of money
They pound the ball. And you see when things work out the way if they get some quality defensive play, they score 28 to 30 some points per game. So when they pound the ball like nobody's business, and they use that to throw the ball, and I didn't. That's just the way John Gruden is. He runs the ball to throw the ball, and if he can run the ball down your throat, he is going to dismantle you. He's going to break your will, sir. That's what offenses are supposed to do. They're supposed to break you defensively to leave your offense on the other side of the just standing there. Because if an offense is standing there, they're not warm. They don't have any continuity. So the more you put your offense on the field, especially as a defense, that's how your offense gets going.
I'm going to say if the Eagles can kind of limit that two-headed monster they have, and they can do a decent job, not a great, because Darren Waller's going to get his, but a decent job on him, I think the Eagles can pull this one out, because the Eagles are known for the defense they have. They can stop the run. And, right. and like you said, Gruden thrives off he of thrives pounding off, it.
Yes.
So,
you're going to win?
I'm going to take a win. Picks. Yeah, win. I'm going to take a win here.
I'm going to take a W-2. Just two wins in a row.
Super Sam.
I'm definitely saying win on this one.
Win.
Wow. I'm the only one saying loss. Maybe, man.
Because you're a loser.
Suck.
Because you're a loser.
I'm ahead of you.
For those that have been waiting till we get to week 7 to find out about our Las Vegas trip, we are making those plans right now. Listen, everyone, I've been on Twitter. Go to StubHub and look what the prices are for this game right now. We are working to make things as affordable as possible, but this isn't going to be a bus trip. So we'll just say that it's not a bus trip. You haven't traveled last year. We are forced with market rates because get this, everybody. It's going to be the city of Las Vegas is going to be filled with Eagles fans and EDC attendees. Don't know what EDC means? Electric Dance Convention. Now what it basically is, it's a weekend-long rave. I didn't understand what they were before. You know when you see on Instagram, you see, and it's like, oh, look at this chick. She's really hot. And then all of a sudden, she's dressed like some anime character with a pink wig and like horse boots or something like that and tights and paint all over. Yeah, that's EDC.
I thought it was a Fiona Apple concert. Anyway,
what type of stuff do you look at on the internet?
You see it on Instagram. Go Hollis, come on, you're an Instagram aficionado.
I am, but I don't know where you're going with that. I'm sorry.
I thought it was erectile dysfunction convention. So it could be worse.
Well, we know Kyle. We've seen the proof on the walls that Kyle doesn't have any problem with that. You know what I'm saying?
Needless to say, I'll be there.
I'm saying loss. Hey guys, be prepared. It's a madhouse with this EDC. Let's move on to the next week. We are going to, I think this might be the only, yeah, it's really the only away trip. There's the double Meadowlands trip, which we won't count, but they're at Vegas. Then the following Sunday, Halloween at the Detroit Lions. Oh, and is it Detroit or Detroit? Some people say Detroit.
Detroit's too.
Detroit basketball.
It's too much work.
Who is the name of the coach again?
Dan Campbell. That's my boy.
Now, what is he? A kneecap breaker?
Yeah.
Kneecap breaker and an ankle biter.
We'll get knocked down. We'll come up. We'll bite the kneecaps off.
Jay Vagnetti.
Awkward.
AJ. Electric Daisy Carnival Numbnuts.
I'm sorry, Jay Vagnetti. I don't know my electronic dance music festival names. Can you imagine, Jay? I bet someone Photoshop, get a picture of Jay and Photoshop her with pink hair, a unicorn horn, makeup all over, glitter, rolling on the best Molly west of the
Jay, river. Sorry, I have no control right now.
Can we say rolling on Molly? Is that what the kids say these days? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that what the kids say?
I don't know.
I'll have to ask next time I pick up my monthly supply of Molly.
Okay. Well,
thanks, Jerry Mathers.
Halloween, we're going to be, Eagles are going to be in Detroit. Green Legion's going to be in Detroit. It's Halloween. Do we get scared or do we beat Detroit? What do you think? Darius Slay, Kerryon Johnson, revenge games?
I think it's going to be a little bit of a revenge game, but you also have to wonder what Deuce is going to
do. I was going to say,
what Deuce is going to be doing and thinking. And how he's going to attack. But this is a totally different coaching staff. So I don't think he has any merit here. I think more of the Slay people and Kerryon. I think they have more, especially Kerryon, because he was there when the new guys got there. So he knows a little bit of the integral parts of the new regime. So
not to mention they pretty much just threw him to the curb.
Did they ever? Yeah, they just kicked him to the curb like so bad. So I think this is going to be one of the revenge games. I think they'll get a W here.
Do you? Are we sure that Kerryon Johnson makes
still,
the team?
It's still Detroit, really, really. Have you seen him run?
Apparently,
you haven't seen. Well, when the new guy comes in, if you get with what he's doing, or they let you go, or they was probably trying to do something.
He's still only 23 years old.
Yeah, they say. I was saying like he's the what's his name? Naeem Hines.
Yeah, he's got good hands.
Yeah, so that's what they're looking for there. And hey, listen. What's my name? My man, Miles Sanders. Mm-hmm. Catch the ball. Don't fumble the ball. Run with the ball and stay on the field, please. Then we don't have to talk about anything.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's still going to be a two-headed monster, though.
Okay.
And, so, that's how Miles Sanders will stay on the field. I think we overused him too much because we were trying to make him that bell cow and he's not built like a bell cow.
Has he had a 20 carry game yet?
Carry on?
No, Miles.
Oh, Miles. Probably not, no.
But he's been on the field a lot.
He's been on the field a lot.
He's like a boomer. He's seriously the boomer bust guy. He would have a 90-yard TD run and then.
But that's because 23. Well, see, that's what pisses me off about him because he probably would have 12 for like 70 something if he just takes what they give them and then wait. Because if you look at every one of his runs, he's trying a home run.
Yeah.
This is not high school and this is not college. You have guys like myself, who are coming at the angle. When you make that cutback, you're cutting back into some sharks.
Take the 3 yards
Take the 3 yards. Because he's had more than 3 or 4 yards. It's like we were watching one game. He clearly had the first down. He jumped back to make the cut, and it was fourth down. Yeah. I don't trust
in a situation like that. We got to make our picks and move on. But in a situation like that, when we see that, I've never played running back in the NFL, so I don't know. Are they looking to avoid to get hit? They think they can make that play.
He thinks he can make somebody miss and go for the home run, not knowing that this is not college.
Right. And once you're a pro, you got to know that these defenders are, fast as hell, just as fast as you. You're not going to outrun all of them.
Yeah.
Anyways, Detroit, on the road against Detroit on Halloween win.
We all know what we think about Jared Goff and Sean McVay's offense. Still mediocre-ish. Dan Campbell, are you kidding me? Give me the birds.
Super Sam.
I'm going with a win.
Luis Dominguez, Louise. Jared Goff, a.k.a. Ryan Gosling, will be an epic fail in Detroit.
Dan Campbell's going to be a train wreck.
Listen, we're about to square off here. We are recording this on Thursday night. The Sixers are in Miami. And, hey, Louise, we're going to knock you down to the sixth seed. Sixers tonight. I think Miami plays Milwaukee on Sunday. Luis, sorry, enjoy that sixth seed this year. Just we'll say what's up.
Hit one more game and then.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to win as well, Detroit. Did I get you, Rex?
No, I was going to say, I think you guys are going to like Ford Field. I think you guys are going to be surprised. Detroit's actually turning into a nice town. Anyway.
Wow.
Win on the birds.
Did they turn all the burned out buildings into public parks?
No, not yet.
Yeah. But there's actually stuff to do downtown, unlike when I lived up there 20 years ago.
We get some Motown or some Detroit Rock City.
Yes.
Good stuff. Okay. Let's go one more game and then we'll take our next break here. Mm-hmm. Eagles. I'm going to say it right here. We said this before. Home games. San Francisco, Kansas City, Tampa Bay. Now we're playing Los Angeles Chargers. Why is this not the road schedule? Hollis, get on the phone with your NFL people.
Well, I'm sorry. I tried to call Troy before it came up.
Now this is a weird one. This is a national game, maybe because it's at 4 o'clock on CBS. That means it's CBS as a. Is this because they think they want to get the Los Angeles media market?
Well, no, they want to. Is it they got Los Angeles? It's the Rams or the Chargers?
It's the Chargers.
So their quarterback. They have another quarterback.
I love Justin Herbert. I'm just saying they don't have any fans.
Yeah, but they want to get Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts on.
Yeah, Herbert, man, he was a lot of fun to watch last year. Hopefully that they're always so close to watching the Hard Rocks with Anthony Lynn. Was he
Hard
there?
Knocks. Hard Knocks with Anthony Lynn.
Hard Knocks with the Los Angeles Chargers. Anthony, I didn't know anything about him. I love him, but man, he's just like. Coaching, there's so many coaching blunders. If they fix like just tiny little coaching, they win 2 or 3 more games and they got double digits every single year here. I'm excited to watch Justin Herbert at home. What do you think, Tank? Week 9 versus the Chargers.
I think we beat them. Their defense is tender.
What if they get all, they're always hurt though. They got Bosa. They got who's the guy on the other side?
Exactly, Melvin Ingram.
Yeah. And then who's the safety deal?
Derwin James.
Is he coming back full?
Yeah, he's coming back, but they don't know though.
He's a lot of fun to watch.
He's a lot of fun to watch, but a lot of fun to watch when he's healthy, not coming off an injury healthy.
He signed a big deal, I think, right before he got hurt. So good for him. Uh-huh. Okay. We got wins for Hollis / the Gobbler.
It's tough because you saw how good Justin Herbert was with Anthony Lynn. Now they have Brandon Staley at the helm. I'm still going to say it's the travel for me going cross country. I'm going to go with a Birds victory.
And a new coach, too, though.
Yeah. Make it 3 in a row, baby. Yes, 5-4. Let's go.
Yes. Super Sam, what do you got?
That's my birthday weekend. I'm going with a win.
You got to get a win. Sam's
oh, they're going to win then. That's
obviously.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Wow, Rex, that's some personality. That's
hold
there.
On, what time is it? Let me cut that for a promo. 7:34, Rexy.
I'm going with a loss. I'm a 1-2.
What are you at? 2-8?
3-6.
Shut up,
what a nerd. 3-6. Do we have time for another game, or should we?
No, let's cut it.
Okay. Well, we'll come back starting with Week 10, right here on Green Legion Radio, brought to you by Bud Light, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry on Fox Sports The Gambler. MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We're here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM. We're going through the Eagles 2021 schedule. We're going to run through a couple of these because we want to end with our NFC East opponents here. Week 10, we are going on the road to get a Rocky Mountain High versus the Denver Broncos.
Oh, God.
So that John Denver's really full of man.
Hollis loves Denver. He loves the franchise. He thinks they're honest people.
Really? I only love Denver for one reason.
Legality?
And yeah, legality and what? Legalization. Recreational.
Recreational, yeah.
Recreational legal.
It's coming, baby. New Jersey's coming soon, man. We're almost there.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
So, but this should be an interesting game. I don't know about this one. This is one of those ones where I think it's one of those catch 22 games. So I had this with an L here.
I have an L too. Listen, you got to be pretty good to win in Denver. We are not pretty good. Kyle, what do you got?
Come on. Yeah, Kyle. I got an L here. Even though they don't have a quarterback, but still, they still have a decent defense, and they're gonna get Courtland Sutton back. They have the running back Melvin Gordon and KJ Hamler, didn't they just get a receiver?
Jerry Judy.
Well, yeah.
They have a nice receiving core. But yeah. That doesn't mean anything if your quarterback can't throw.
What if Mr. Aaron Rodgers ends up over there?
Did they just trade for Teddy Bridgewater though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So they got Gordon and Phillip.
Yeah, Lindsay. But Teddy Bridgewater is a little bit more accurate than Drew Lock sucks.
Yeah.
He sucks to the high heavens.
It's gonna be a typical Teddy Bridgewater like 8-8 team.
Well, nah, Teddy Bridgewater.
I love Teddy Two Gloves. Don't get me wrong.
You love Teddy Two Gloves. So you weren't there with the year before when he took the Minnesota Vikings to the championship there.
Thank you, Adrian Peterson.
Good things,
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, but they were still worried about him. Good things, mazel.
Super Sam, who do you got? Eagles at Denver.
I have a loss here, but I want to add an asterisk just in case.
You want to add a
loss? No, we're not talking Aaron Rodgers. No, right, we're going
keep,
no
keep,
Aaron
right,
Rodgers.
I'll keep the loss.
Rexy.
Why would that
Sexy
would
Rex, that wait, hold up for a second here. This is November 14th. We today is May 15th. This is nearly exactly 6 months. Will you be stateside for this game?
I believe I'll be heading back out again.
Oh, I thought you were 6 months on, 6 months off.
Three on, three off.
Okay.
Right about now.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with a loss in that game.
I'm going to go for a loss, except a big win for Green Legion, as we're going to have a great trip to Denver. Denver's a great city. Middle of November, weather will be unpredictable. You might be able to surf. You might be able to ski. We'll see how it goes. I think it snowed there like 3 weeks
surf.
Ago.
Yeah, you can't surf.
There's no surfing.
Yeah, there's no surfing.
It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hope so, because I was looking.
Who turned her mic on?
Yeah. I was looking at you. I was like, dear Lord, he doesn't know geography, does he?
He's already been...
Funny.
No one can pick up that man.
It wasn't funny.
Okay. All right.
No. It's the mountains. So.
Okay. Well, we'll follow that up with week 11, Sunday at home versus the New Orleans Saints.
W.
Look at the quarterback situation.
I know.
Don't you miss Winston?
We just beat him at home last year.
Oh, geez.
I am changing my vote.
I don't know. Jameis Winston might go for 400, 6 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Six picks, though.
I'm going to go win.
I have us a win.
Win.
Yeah. I'm going to say win as well. And this is one, you know, this is an underrated one for us at the Green Legion. Last year, you know, all the talk was Brady leaving the Patriots. It was this huge thing. Sam was happy that he finally came to the NFC. She gets to see him more often. But, you know, Green Legion, this will be our 19th year traveling and in business for Eagles. We have played the same. We have been in New Orleans like 8 times. We've won 1 game down there. This is the first year post Drew Brees. I'm looking forward to the Saints. They're in cap hell for the next 3 years or something like that. I'm looking for a good downturn out of the New Orleans Saints.
What week is this? This is week 11.
Week 11,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Michael Thomas, you don't think he's going to be PO'd by this time because of the quarterback situation?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be given an earful to the organization. Yeah. It's going to be a dumpster fire.
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of funny, though, you know.
Who's the New Orleans coach again? Is it Peyton?
Sean Payton. He's got a love affair with Kenny Chesney.
He's always.
They look alike. They're the same person.
Hey, I like Kenny Chesney.
He's always had a.
You also like Nickelback and Creed. You know, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Hey, you know, Kenny Chesney married Renee Zellweger, right?
Can we get back to football?
For a brief moment, and she.
You're talking Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, but
you should be embarrassed.
No. You got to hear the rest of this.
All right.
She divorced him and sued him for misrepresentation.
Ooh. I don't like Renee Zellweger.
Are you saying she was a beard? Is that what you were saying?
I just work here.
Ladies.
Yeah. She was. I would take Renee Zellweger. She was quite a tender moment.
I don't know. She does. She looked like she was sucking on a lemon.
Yeah, I never got like. Okay. I mean, her eyes. Like, I don't know.
Sucking on what?
A lemon.
So okay, good. So things. Renee, well, Zellweger, you're gonna go with a loss.
I'm gonna go with a loss.
I'm gonna go with an L.
That's 0-1. That's our side.
Loss.
Yeah, that's our side.
That was a hard Mayor of East. You guys watching Mayor of East Town on HBO?
No.
Oh, it's Delco accents. It's great.
I heard it.
Oh yeah. That's a no for me.
Is that a no for you?
I've changed my vote to a win. I'm changing my Saints loss to a win. Week 12, week 13, this is another back-to-back on the road, but it doesn't really count because it's up the turnpike. We're going to go to the Meadowlands. This is, you know, New York. Please, sports media, we are not playing in New York. It is in New Jersey. We are not in New York. It is in New Jersey.
Correct.
And the Giants are like, the Giants might be the 7th most expensive franchise in the world, like 4th in the NFL. Their stadium, it's so bland, and they just turn around the colors like it's an open and closed sign at a fast food restaurant from green to blue. Yeah. There's no soul in there. You walk in there and you can for Jets games. I've only been there for a Jets game. It's green and stuff, but there is no flavor. It's just a big round nothing. It's that stadium sucks. New Jersey sucks.
North Jersey sucks.
Yeah. I see. Well, she wanted to clarify that because she stays in New Jersey. So.
Yeah.
South Jersey.
Still a Jersey girl.
So week 12, week 13. I'd like to talk about, we'll talk about the Giants a little bit more in the next segment. Mm-hmm. But these two games here, Giants, Jets, back to back. Can we hit both?
I think we can hit both. You know, mainly the first one, the Giants, were mainly because the head coach was a little miffed. When you get on TV wearing your heart on your sleeve in that fashion, we played to the end. We played to the end. How the hell are you going to tell us how to coach our team? If you had won during the season, you would not be in this predicament to need somebody to win.
Is this the Devontae Smith game?
No.
Give me this Devontae Smith
game. Yeah. No, it's not a Devontae. It's a Judd. What's the name? Coach Judd. What's his first
Joe
name?
Judge.
Joe Judge.
Lansdale Catholic.
Yeah, he's Lansdale Catholic. He actually embarrassed himself going on there talking about another team and what they do.
Hey,
point blank.
I'm going to call out our good friend Bryant here on the message board. Oh, don't DS sounds like someone scratching a chalkboard. Bryant, you are forever banned from DS Nation. Do not visit our shores.
Bryant,
your passport will be declined.
Leadership,
here, sir.
Your name,
declined.
Bryant, no, Bryant never tried to get into DS Nation. It's only one person at DS Nation besides captain. Yourself. Is this captain?
It's growing. Now we've got Naya. We've got my daughter, Monroe. I'm pretty sure my wife is
there. That doesn't count.
Your wife,
she's
your
a
wife,
person.
No, your wife is not in DS Nation.
Yeah, I'm she's not already, so sure either.
Abby's not in DS. And your baby's only there because she likes you a little bit, and you're going to ruin that.
Oh, I'm not going to.
You're going to ruin that. And Naya's only in there because her dad's making her be in it, and she likes him a little bit, but if he keeps bringing her around you, she's gonna wonder about their relationship.
Mr. President, Captain William Demps, please help us out over here. The New York Jets, okay. They got Joe Douglas.
You didn't even let us make our picks.
Oh, right. Giants? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go loss.
Against the Giants.
I think they're going to split these games.
I think they're going to split the Giants mainly because of Joe Judge,
really?
Mainly because of what they said and did last year, and they're going to be so hell bent on doing extracurricular crap.
Yeah, but they're getting Saquon back. They have Kenny Galladay. They still have Darius Slayton.
How did they help him last time?
Saquon was out for the year, and Galladay wasn't on the team.
What's the name of the guy they got? Kadarius Towney or
Clown or something? You're talking about the guy in the first round?
Yeah.
The Brick Hands? Call him Brick Hands.
Oh, the Florida guy?
Yeah, Brick Hands.
Something like
Brick Hands.
Kadavious.
Something that doesn't matter.
No, Chris.
Tony.
Something. Someone's not going to work here
Tony.
Anymore.
Kadarius Tony.
Yeah.
Well, affectionately known as Brick Hands. Speed with Brick Hands. You know what Brick Hands means? It's not a Jerry Rice term. It means that when you throw the ball to him, his hands are like bricks.
We heard some noises coming from the bathroom here in Green Legion Radio Studios. Things are going great over here, guys. The Sixers are up 4-2.
Yes.
Things are going well here. I am going to go a loss in this game. Rex, what do you got?
I was going to say my friend's family has had season tickets at the old Giants Stadium for like 30 years.
My condolences.
They went to the new stadium and he hates it. But I'm going to go with a loss.
Loss.
I think they did great things in free agency, the Giants.
With the Jets, it seems like, you know, the Jets, it's a New York team. Their fans are hilarious. They are, they are the most snake bitten fans and they embrace it. Is there a turnaround on the horizon with, Kyle Wilson?
Zach Wilson.
I'm sorry.
I think it's a turnaround on the horizon, but,
not this year.
This is kind of late in the season. So this is going to be like, I gotta beat the Giants, but, This just may be one of those ones where they get over the hump of never beating us. And that's like, I got them beating the Giants mainly because of Joe Judge being a bag of Richards. And
a satchel.
Yeah, Richards. That's a satchel to you.
It's only if I was being elegant about it.
Yes.
If he's not that bag, it's a pouch.
I would call him Dick Cheney. So he's with him being that. But then also coming back to the Jets and them having Joe Douglas and what he's done with that roster and what they've done in not only free agency, but in the draft. If you go and look, they have positioned themselves to be a quality program. And that's going to be one of the ones that it's going to give us an uppercut.
Who's the quarterback coach or who's developing this kid? You got a defensive minded coach.
It's either Shula or Schottenheimer. It's a pretty good guy. He's one of the quarterback whisperers that they went and got because he wants to concentrate on the defense because he's a defensive guru. But when you're a defensive guru, you go get somebody that's a quarterback whisperer that knows what to do with the offense, especially with a young guy who's actually, mobile. And the kid's got a great arm. I've been watching Zach Wilson since he was a freshman. And I knew he was going to be.
He looks like he's still a freshman.
He's been a beast since he's been a freshman. And it's like he put it all together this past season. Like with all the, if you go look at all of his throws on the run and he thought I don't want to mention him in the same sentence with Patrick Mahomes because Patrick Mahomes has done it on the professional level.
Right.
But if you look at Zach Wilson, he's got that accuracy that you're looking for on the run and everything.
Yeah, it is fun to see these guys develop. And, you know, as we know, full 50% of first-round quarterbacks fail. So we don't know who they're going to be. There was, what, five drafted?
Right.
That means two or three of them are going to be just complete busts. Who knows? Pat Mahomes was bad form, and now he's, like, revolutionizing the position.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that it was bad form. You had to realize that his dad was a pitcher. Patrick Mahomes' dad was a pitcher. So he learned to throw the ball from every different angle known to man as a kid. Were you taught that as a kid? And it was just a ball in general. To be able to throw that and to throw it where you want to throw it, it's unheard of, dude. It's like, but watching that kid is like, it's sometimes it's like magic. Because I watched when they played against Denver.
Not Fitz magic.
Fitz magic only happens every once in a while.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. And Fitz magic happens every once in a while. This kid magic happens play after play. He has consistency with his
except
magic.
In the Super Bowl.
He was playing with a bad
we'll wrap up with this Jets game.
And he's missing both starting offensive tackles. So
I want to take a second here just for this whole East Rutherford. Do we have a minute?
We got 2 minutes here.
We got 2 minutes.
Take a minute. We'll do our picks and then get
to break. Take 30 seconds. Don't dominate the conversation.
Okay. It's not even a conversation. It's just more of a rant here. But, you know, people are like, oh, you guys are so close to Meadowlands. Well, you know, you guys going up there. Listen, we don't throw tailgate parties for 20 people. We don't throw tailgate parties for 50 people. We don't throw tailgate parties for 100 people. We throw tailgate parties for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that require vendors and caterers and security and all that stuff. And that tailgate scene up there sucks. It sucks. They don't let you in until like 8 a.m. or 4 hours before the game, 5 hours before the game.
9
a.m. When we went to the Jets game in 2015, we were literally the fifth. We had buses. We had like four or five buses. We were the fifth in line. And then when you get there, they won't let you get in there early to set up. So when people are like, oh, I can't believe you guys don't go. Like, listen, go in your minivan and go in the tailgate with your buddies and it's fine. But when you're throwing
the swamp,
when you're throwing massive parties,
that's all you have to know.
We're not a fly by night thing. We throw big things and it's just impossible there.
I hit White Castle on the way there. And then I walked in the game.
Okay. They have nothing around there.
Chubby Sam Brady agreed with that White Castle.
It was around the corner from. I was staying at the Eagles, the same hotel as the Eagles. There was one right around the corner, so it was actually me and my boy Josh Ennis and Jilly. We actually he has a funny story.
Josh, and you,
yes,
both fired.
Yeah,
bye,
Spike.
Man, I'm gonna miss him.
He will be missed.
Yeah,
I took a limo up there 2 years
ago.
Big-time Brady over
Super
here.
Sam, Jersey girl.
Sam, don't
should we make our pick?
Listen, I thought we'll take our pay. I thought with big-time not being on the show today, we weren't going to have any people one-upping
He's
everybody.
Represented. He's represented on
Hollis.
On chat.
Hollis, Eagles at Jets, week 13. What do we got?
I have them losing versus Jets, but I have them winning versus Giants.
Okay. Yeah.
You said they're on the upswing. They're still rebuilding. They did a good job in free agency. New coach, they're not there yet. I'm going to take the birds. Like I said, they're splitting the two New York games.
Rexy?
The Jets will be the Jets.
Eagles exactly. Go.
Thank you.
Eagles go 12-0 versus the Jets. We're good to go. Sam, we don't care what you have to say.
You can't do
that. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
No.
That's right.
You can't be a jerk like that.
I don't be not? A jerk. She's being a jerk.
Really? No. I had not noticed.
Anyway, let's
we'll be back to see who won this fist fight.
We'll be back. We're going to talk about weeks 14 through 18 of the Eagles 2021 season. This is Green Legion Radio brought to you by Bud Light, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry on Fox Sports The Gamble. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Green Legion Radio brought to you by Bud Light at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. I'm getting the hang of this. I don't think we're going to need Quimby anymore. We're going to have a lot less dead air, a lot less Family Guy sound drops, and a better show and attitude of everyone all around.
Hey, Tank, you got my back on Family Guy, right?
Yes, I do, sir.
Someone's waking up over here.
Here we go. Family Guy's rules.
We're gonna.
Guys, side chatter. Come on.
Oh, side chatter. Sorry about that. My fingernails are clicking.
Really? Dear Lord.
We're gonna close up here this last segment of the show with the NFC East. But real quick, week 14, bye week. This is like probably the only good news on the NFL schedule for the Green Legion. We will be running a trip to the Caribbean. Awesome, it's going to be in December. We had a great, we had 160 people so come fun. Out.
Damn scary.
So
yeah, we had.
Wait, hold on. Wait, were you there, Diaz?
No. I was not there.
It was a great trip, then. It was tremendous.
Kyle doesn't remember it, but Diaz, Tank and I had a great time.
Diaz or Lito?
We're going with Lito.
Nah, I might have to go with Lito.
And hold on.
Speedo.
Miss Nanamega Susan, she told us to call her Susan on the trip. She calls somebody a CB.
First off, week 14 bye week.
Yeah.
We've said stuff about the other teams. So I'm just going to ask. Bye week, important, everyone, you know, as a player. It's the latest that there's ever been a bye week because they've added the extra week.
Right.
Like, is this good, bad, and different? Is it good to, like, kind of rest up? If they were contenders, this would probably be a little bit better, right?
Wow. How do you know they're not? But so this is what I'll say to what you just said. It's this is let you know if you're a winner or a loser. Yeah, if your bye week is later in the season, that means that they don't give a damn about your rest or you get any players back. So what you had to do is you had to feed them a nice big poop sandwich, and you had to win, and you had to continue to do that. But when the bye week comes up, it should be something. This is and you should not already be on the bye week. And when I say that, a lot of players like the game before the bye week, everybody's worried about, everybody's making plans and stuff because, you know, you're supposed to get some days off and you finally gonna get some days off. And this one's coming a lot later in the season because of our previous record. And when you look at it, it's just like, you hope to get some guys back, but then you hope not to lose any guys. Especially during the bye week, because there's no quote unquote chaperones or structure. And as much as we like to treat people like men like adults, some people need adult supervision.
I was shocked last week. You know, I was expecting when when Spadaro asked you last week, how many, you know, what percentage of players in the NFL love the game, and you know you. Honestly said 40-50%. It showed like some guys are just born with like the bodies and the athletic talent to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're not real. I mean, yeah. They want to win a Super Bowl, but they're not dying for it.
And it's like, you can see it like, I gave him a number mainly because, I also talked to, Frankie Baby, who's part of the Eagles organization at Don Smolinski. And we was talking about over the years, like they've been there 20 some odd years. I was there 10 years with them. Excuse me. And we were talking about a lot of the guys who were quote unquote wasted talent. It's like you come in, you have all the attributes. All you have to do is work.
That's a long list.
Yeah. And you're right. And it's like you see guys and they were commenting on me because I love football. I love playing football. I was always jovial doing training camp. And training camp, everybody else, even though I was sore and stuff, I was happy to be there. Happy to be kicking some ass. And it's like when you're kicking the ass and taking names, it's awesome. So
once the draft class is over and everyone knows, like, you know, you bring in undrafted guys like Hollis hang around and second rounders get cut. We're getting to the end here. We haven't talked about the NFC East.
That wasn't a smooth transition, but we will go with it.
Okay, all right. the fans at Diaz Nation appreciate it all.
Yeah, not
really. Crickets.
We have not talked about the defending NFC East champion, Washington football team.
If you can even call them that.
Well, they've upgraded. They drafted a linebacker to go with their last four first-round picks.
Awesome, yeah.
They brought in Fitzmagic. They got maybe some quarterback transition. Mm-hmm. Second year under Ron Rivera for full camp.
Right.
Do I need to live in a world where I'm afraid of the Washington football team having a successful future?
No, because they didn't get a quarterback. It's like you didn't get a quarterback. It's like you showed up your defense, and you brought in Fitzmagic, who has had a number. So I figure we probably going to split these games with one game he's going to be on and one game he's going to be off. So I felt like we was going to split these games. I feel like we're going to win one and lose one.
Which one? Okay, so how much time we got left here?
We got about 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Okay.
We got time. So this is how this, after the bye week, this out rolls. Week 15 through 18. Mm-hmm. Saturday. So this is a new wrinkle we've all seen here.
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday or Sunday, depending on how.
The COVID stuff, yeah.
Well, no. I think it's just. And NCAAs will be over.
Oh, okay.
So they're not sure who they want to scout. I think every team is probably the 18th or the 19th.
Okay.
That would, man, can you imagine if we were going to Arizona that week and we had a figure out what they were going.
Yeah.
But this is easy. This is an easy bus trip down to Washington. Then the following week, day after Christmas, December 26th, at home versus the Giants, January 2nd, down at Washington. Did I say down at Washington the first time? We're at Washington first.
Okay.
Then we're home versus the Giants. Then the day after the first Mummers parade post-pandemic, we're getting on buses and going down to Washington Lincoln Financial Field South. Okay.
So I have them beating Washington at home, then beating the Giants. So I have them sweeping the Giants just because the Giants are crybaby little bitches. And then I have them losing down in Washington. I have them splitting that. So.
Okay, and then we finish up against Dallas on January 9th. That's so late. January 2nd at Washington, you have us losing.
At Washington, yeah, at Washington. I feel like we're gonna win the first game, and then we're gonna beat the crap out of the Giants. But then I feel like we're gonna have too much of a emotional high to win the next game against the Washington again. Cause it's too soon in your schedule to go back to back with the same team again. So it's like, if we're gonna win one or are we gonna lose one? And that one, I concur with the split.
You got to give us some warning before you go full Disco Tank over here.
I know, good things. The people at home know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
abracadabra, baby.
You looks like the Miami Heat jersey.
Yeah, we're watching these Heat jerseys. You're giving me a seizure over here.
Deep his apologies. So yeah.
If Quimby was, I mean, he's not here, but if Quimby was here, he would be heaving off his balcony. we didn't. I got to start back here again. Hollis, okay. You got him beating Washington at home, Week 15.
Right.
Gobbler, what do you
think? I have them losing to Washington
at home.
At home.
All right. Super Sam.
I'm winning at home.
I got us winning at home.
I have us losing at home to the Washington Redskins.
You won't have an option.
Oh, excuse me, Washington football team. Delete that.
No,
week 16, day after Christmas, we wake up in our new Christmas PJs, get down to the stadium early. Kai will probably have a brand new pair of tube socks on.
You're the one talking about Christmas PJs.
Oh, boy. Do you have some, like, what are those called? Footsies or onesies or whatever?
Onesies, yeah.
Pajamas with the feet in them.
Yeah.
They are awesome.
You could totally see Susan decking the gobbler out on Christmas.
I wear them with a cape on.
We got to get the Christmas Story pink bunny costume for the gobbler.
Tank, they come in your size? Onesies?
Not onesies. I said pajamas with the feet in them.
By the time he puts them on, they're not onesies anymore. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
I'm a man. That's what I want.
Giants game at home. You got to win.
We got to win, yeah.
I had them losing the first one. I got them winning this one.
Win.
I have a win. We got all wins.
Yep.
All right. Then after that, back down to Washington. That stadium is terrible. Dan Snyder's terrible. Their team is terrible.
Getting out of that stadium is terrible.
The pastor down there is terrible.
Is he truly a pastor, though?
He's I don't know. He's by name only.
Yeah, okay.
Trying to get us kicked out. The day after that could be. Listen, it's the end of the NFL season. If the Eagles are great, this will be fun. If they're not great, it's going to be even more fun. Do the Mummers pass out, wake up, get on a bus with us, and head down there. I got a loss in Washington January 2nd.
I got an L. That's why I have the L.
I have Washington sweeping them.
Wow.
I have the loss there.
Wow, you guys suck.
I'm hoping the Eagles get angry this year and beat them.
I think that they will be angry. I think they'll be very angry because they're not going to be very good, which will make them angry. Let's finish up. finish strong here. Week 18, the first week 18 in NFL history, the Eagles will play Dallas Sucks at home, 1 p.m. It will be a Green Legion brunch tailgate. Maybe we'll have a postseason. I don't know. Hollis, what do you got?
I got a W because if everything goes the way everybody else says, because the way the Cowboys are not going to play anybody.
Dallas is going to be fighting for, they're going to clinch the playoffs by then, but for a playoff position, which position they're going to get. I have the Eagles finishing the season 1-3, 8-9. They lose to Dallas.
Oh, no, I can't say that.
No,
Eagles are winning.
Big Eagles are winning.
Oh, gosh.
We're never going to lose.
That's great, Sam. Yeah, everybody wants to go off of your hypocrisy.
I can't. I can be
hypocritical as long as I want to.
Let Sam do. I took a lot of money from Sam last last year. Actually, with her, she voted that she would go that Tampa Bay was going 0-17 last year. They won the freaking Super Bowl.
I need to get in on these bets. Come on.
I just
will not throw a touchdown pass this year.
I just have one
year.
Question. Slash, where are you parked at?
Where am I parked?
Yeah.
I'm down on Mind Your Own Business Street.
Okay.
I'll see myself out.
I'll be down there waiting on you.
Rexy, finish up with Dallas Sox. Did they win the last game?
I say we win that game.
I say we win that game, too. I'm looking at real quick here before we end the show. This is the latest that the Super Bowl will be played. It will be played Sunday, Sunday, February 13th, Valentine's Day weekend. That'll go over real well. That'll go over well. That's how it's going
to
be.
Also, we can always go over real well.
Not over Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's always the
Pro Bowl weekend.
Valentine's Day is always All-Star weekend.
Well, no, they NBA, do it in between.
NBA also. NBA. We are all the strippers and stuff. Deepest apologies. It's time to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Okay, so this is the NFL schedule show for Green Legion Radio, brought to you by Bud Light, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Get on their payroll. Call 484-202-3656. This is Diaz for Hollis Tank Thomas, Kyle the Gobbler, Nunnemaker, Rexy, and Sam. This is Diaz. Good night. We will see you next week.